already played six at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. We'll play three more there at the end of July. But this, the one and only home test against Kannapolis for Augusta. Green Jackets coming off a six-game series against the Salem Red Sox, in which they lost four out of six. The pitching, especially the starting pitching, was very solid. Starting was fantastic over the weekend. Both Adam Meyer and Garrett Bauman going six scoreless. Bullpen a little shaky for the Green Jackets, and the offense just could not find a rhythm. Augusta did get some great news in terms of prospects returning from injury. Isaiah Drake, Lakehair Figueroa, both returning after a month on the injured list, each of whom were dealing with hamstring strains. This is, of course, the Tax Slayer pregame show as we approach to come live with the first pitch of game one of this six-game set on Bally Live, MILB TV, and the Green Jacket Radio Network. But for Augusta, they match up against Kannapolis, who comes in at 21-17 after a fantastic week of their own at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who are struggling mightily all of a sudden. Kannapolis took five out of six to supplant the Woodpeckers at the top of the Carolina League South Division. Last time these two teams met was at the beginning of April in the first full six-game series of the 2024 season. Kannapolis took each of the first three games of that series. The Green Jackets were able to bounce back and take the final three. So it's been a split. Green Jackets all time have been substantially one-sided in this rivalry between the two organizations. Augusta 27-10 all time against Kannapolis. Green Jackets did make one transaction. Harry Owen has been re-added to the roster for his second stint with the Green Jackets. Played one game on the road against Myrtle Beach, went 0-for-2 and caught a runner stealing. Went back to the FCL after that. But with Alexander Martinez returning to the FCL late in last week, Owen will be the backup catcher for the foreseeable future behind Jacob Godman. Take a look at the Stokes Hodges keys to the game. Running it back, the Green Jackets are at home for the second consecutive week. This is the back half of the only 12-game homestand that the Green Jackets have this year. One 12-game road trip for Augusta will be at the middle and the end of June, taking on Lynchburg and Salem back-to-back weeks. Key number two, we already talked about it briefly, starting strong. Meyer and Bauman finished the week fantastically, but Augusta has gotten four consecutive starts where the starter has gone five or more innings and allowed two or fewer runs. If the Green Jackets can keep that going here with Didier Fuentes, they would be thrilled because the offense is going to have to step up against a Kannapolis team that is hitting well and pitching phenomenally from start to bottom. Key number three, wear it. These are two of the top four teams in the Carolina League in terms of hit by pitches. Kannapolis with 33 is second. The Green Jackets have 23 and are fourth. Take a look at the pitching matchup, and we will dive into it substantially more in the first inning. Didier Fuentes getting his first start after a five-inning outing out of the pen on Tuesday last against Salem. There was a threat of rain, so Fuentes was originally supposed to start that. We were worried about burning him after a delay. He threw innings 5-9, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 solo home run, the only blemish. Fuentes comes in 1-0 with a 2.35 ERA in 6 games and 5 starts. His counterpart will be Drew McDaniel out of Ole Miss. McDaniel making his second appearance against the Green Jackets this season. In his season debut, he went 5 scoreless against Augusta and took the win. 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. McDaniel all told this year 3-1 with a 2.2 ERA, coming off the best outing of his 3-year professional career, in which he went 7 innings, was just the second cannonballer all time to go 7 innings since Kannapolis became this organization. 7 innings, 5 hits, 9 strikeouts, also a career high, and did not allow a run or walk a batter. When McDaniel's command is on, he can be nearly unhittable. Second stint with the Cannonballers after spending all of last year in the Cannon City. And he has improved those K rates. The walks have consistently been low over their last two seasons. Augusta's offense going to have their work cut out for them against the men in blue and red. That concludes the Tax Slayer pregame show. We will send it down fieldside for the Town Creek Christian Academy Chorus Club, singing their rendition of the national anthem. And then we will be ready as Fuentes will deliver the first pitch of the series. Once again, good evening and a very pleasant welcome to SRP Park, live for game one of the six-game series between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers. This is Noah Adcock-Howarth on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Augusta 17-21. They are 8-12 at home, have been substantially better on the road. Kannapolis, they've been better at home than the road, under 500, 6-8. But they come in 21-17 overall, winners of five of their last six, taking all but one game against the formerly first-place Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who Kannapolis has overtaken at the top of the South Division. Lineup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, some new faces compared to what we saw 6 weeks ago in the first six-game series of the season. Riku Nishida continues to lead off. He's been there seemingly all year. Ryan Burrows second, Caden Connors red-hot at third, and Ryan Galaney in his second season with Kannapolis, playing first base and hitting cleanup. Luis Pineda hitting fifth, Arcee Hernandez at third, sixth. Drake Logan, Mikey Kane, and Javier Mora round out the order for Kannapolis. They'll go up against the 18-year-old righty Didier Fuentes. Fuentes out of Tolu, Colombia is 1-0 with a 2.35 ERA. 20 strikeouts in 23 innings with just 8 walks. Has allowed the long ball at times. Does have 3 home runs against him. But opponents hitting just 167. Coming off his only relief outing of the season, Fuentes ready to go back in the traditional starter's role. It is an absolutely gorgeous night for baseball on the Savannah River. The lightest of breezes, low 80s, sunny. Sun will continue to sink behind the first baseline, so it will have the most impact on left and center field. For right now, both Fuentes the pitcher and Nishida the batter will be in the shade as we kick it off. Nishida hitting 248 on the season. And the only trip for Kannapolis to the ballpark is underway. 94 on the fastball. Fuentes will run it 92-94, up to 96 if he's feeling especially velo heavy. Nishida, one of the most unique players at this level, takes back-to-back fastballs out of the zone 2-0. Riku Nishida listed officially as 5'6", 150, stands deep in the left-handed box. Lots of movement, very herky-jerky from the outside. Takes a fastball in the outside corner. 32 walks, 22 strikeouts. It's been that type of ratio walks to K since he first started playing baseball in America at Fort Hood Community College a couple seasons prior. 4 straight takes, it's 2-2. All have been fastballs from Fuentes. The catcher is Godman. Fuentes shakes his head once on Godman's sign, approves the second one, and spins the breaking pitch low to run the count full. Nishida will certainly swing. He has a play style that has been compared to a lot of different greats across various nationalities, but Suzuki, with that swing running him towards first that you see right there, Ichiro might be the most natural comparison. Fouled away. Nishida pulling his entire body down the first baseline, getting himself a running start as he swings. And it will only be exacerbated here with 2 strikes. Fuentes trying to retire the pesky leadoff hitter, Nishida. 7th pitch of the at-bat. Fouled away. There are very few swings and misses for Nishida. If there is one hole in his zone, it would be inside. He can be burnt with velo up and in because that body pulls out and towards first base. Sometimes running in on those hands, he can struggle with. Everywhere else, he covers well. Fastball high and outside, strike 3. Nishida down chasing the fastball, almost exclusively fastballs for Didier Fuentes, and he begins the ball game with a strikeout. Defense for the Green Jackets, Robert Gonzalez, Isaiah Drake, and Jace Grady in the outfield. Lakehair Figueroa and Drew Compton on the corners, Diego Benitez and Luis Sanchez up the middle, with the aforementioned Jacob Godman catching. Ryan Burrows was not on the active roster when we were at Atrium Health Ballpark 6 weeks ago. He takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in their third, but called a strike. 0-1 on Burrows, and he takes the second consecutive fastball, called a strike by William Pascal. Burrows activated from the Arizona Complex League a week ago today. In his first road trip of the season, takes a breaking ball outside. Burrows, a highly regarded prospect, has spent back-to-back seasons in the complex system, first in the Dominican Summer League and now in the Arizona Complex League. Bats from the right side, number 21 in MLB Pipeline's White Sox top 30. 1-2 slider, called strike 3 on the inside corner. Fuentes is feeling good early. Just three punch-outs in five innings out of the pen against Salem. He's got two in two batters here against Kannapolis. Kannapolis does have some of the top offensive numbers in the Carolina League. They're second in batting average, second in home runs, third in RBIs. But there are some strikeouts on both of these offensive halves. Caden Connor trying to be the first man to put a ball in play. And he takes a fastball, called a strike up to 96. Fuentes, in his second season with the Green Jackets, was the youngest pitcher in minor league baseball, full season at least, last year when he got the opening day nod. Fastball high, 1-1 on Connor. Took some lumps, had some expected growing pains in the first half of the season before being shut down, but leaps and bounds ahead of where he was last year in season number two. Fastball right down the center, and Connor can't pull the trigger. Fuentes one strike away from punching out the side on a fastball-heavy diet here in the top of the first. Green Jackets will get their first crack at Drew McDaniel in start number two against Augusta for him. 1-2, Fuentes from the windup, slider in the dirt, strike three. Connor can't lay off. Fuentes strikes out the side. Didier Fuentes feeling good in the first, all smiles as he departs the mound. McDaniel will take his place, and Isaiah Drake will lead off. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Take a look at the first lineup of the week for Winston Sawyer's Green Jackets. Drake, Grady, and Compton at the top. That's the everyday 1-2-3 now that Isaiah's back healthy. Luis Sanchez hitting cleanup for the first time in his professional career. Diego Benitez 5 and Lakeair Figueroa 6. Figueroa also in his second game back from injury. Gonzalez, Kern, and Godman round out the order against the righty Drew McDaniel. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for McDaniel, who will face the Green Jackets for the second time. First pitch misses high and inside to Drake, leaning out of the way on the changeup, running back towards the inside corner unsuccessfully. Fastball in the low to mid-90s for McDaniel with plus control. Drake lines it into center field. Logan is there as the ball hangs up, and Isaiah's retired on a hard hit out number one. Drake still searching for his first hit since coming back from the hamstring injury. Defense for Kannapolis, Nishita, Logan, and Connor, your outfielders. Left to right across the infield is Arcy Hernandez, Ryan Burrows, Mikey Kane, and Ryan Galani, with the catcher being Luis Pineda, the primary of the three backstops on the roster. Jace Grady had a phenomenal week last week, and on one pitch, he's on base again. Back foot breaking ball unsuccessful. McDaniel puts it on the front ankle. Grady's hit by a pitch, and he's on base. One on, one out, two batters in for the Green Jackets. Your field umpire is Andrew Schrock. Home plate umpire is William Pascal. It's the first time we've had either of those gentlemen this season. The batter will be Drew Compton, who was 5 for 16 last week, breaking out of what was about a 10-game slump for him, dating back the last week and a half, and it was certainly good to see. Compton takes a changeup for strike one. McDaniel, 5 scoreless innings in his first start of the season against the Green Jackets, where he got his first of 3 wins this season. McDaniel 3-1 with a 2.2 ERA and 38 Ks in 33 innings. Changeup heavy diet to the two lefties he's seen so far. It'll be three straight lefties at the top as long as you have the righty out there, with both Grady and Compton being switch hitters. And then Robert Gonzalez in the seventh spot along with Drake, the two true lefties. 1-1 on the ground to second. Kane, Burrows, Galaney, 4-6-3. No one's hit into more double plays across single-A baseball than the Green Jackets, and they do it right there. Hit by pitch is erased. Very quick inning for Drew McDaniel. Two zeros for himself along with Didier Fuentes, and we're on to the top of the second.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Now batting for the Cannonballers. Didier Fuentes struck out all three men that he faced in inning number one. Nishida and Connor swinging, bookending Burrows' backwards K. Ryan Galaney will try to be the first man to put a ball in play. Back out for the second after scoreless and hitless first frames for both Fuentes and McDaniel. Two very solid pitching staffs, especially on the starting rotation side. And Fuentes, a broken bat up the middle. Snared by Sanchez, who was shifted up the center, and Galaney's retired on one pitch. Bat just splintered right at the handle. Galaney was left holding nothing but a nub. Bat boy has to retrieve the barrel from the batter's box, as well as the piece that made its way out behind Fuentes towards second base. Good job by him to avoid both the ball and the bat, and allow Sanchez, the speedy second baseman, to make the play. We've mentioned it at length, but in case you're new here, nobody shifts more on the infield than the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch to the five-hole Luis Pineda, called a strike with a fastball at the top of the zone. Infield shifting grossly to the left side. Figueroa guarding the line. Benitez deep in the six-hole, battling the sun. Breaking ball misses low. That could be something to keep an eye on. It does not appear that Benitez has any form of sunglasses on, and at least for this half inning, he'll be staring right into the eyes of the beast. Pineda lines a slider down the right field corner. Grady gives chase, but it's out towards the Easy Go Picnic Pavilion and into the bullpen of the Cannonballers. Both the Green Jackets on the third base side and Cannonballers on the first base side have their bullpens within the field of play. And you run out of real estate in foul territory very quickly beyond that into the respective corners. 1-2 to Pineda. Fastball, strike three. Pineda can't stop himself from chasing 95 at the eye line. Five batters, five outs, four strikeouts for Didier Fuentes. Looking to remain untouched, Arxie Hernandez will come swing. One of two Hernandezes on this roster. We'll see Roney behind the plate at some point this week. Fastball called a strike. And Fuentes, who's generally 92-93, has been very consistently 95, and we've seen a 96 already tonight. Heater popped over our heads. Press box at SRP Park just to the first base side of home plate. Hernandez is down 0-2, and Fuentes is wasting no time. Attacking the zone, poking the corners, and quickly delivering on the 0-2. Spikes the breaking ball, blocked by Godman, but nowhere close. Arxie Hernandez will not swing at that. Hernandez has 36 strikeouts this season in less than 30 games played, hitting .202 with a homer and 12 RBIs. Fuentes one shake, an emphatic nod to the second sign. Fastball well hit out towards right center field. Hernandez found a barrel. Grady going back, and it's off the wall. Hernandez motoring to second. He's going to go around to third. The throw comes past the cutoff man. It's a two-out triple for Arxie Hernandez. First base runner, emphatic. Fastball middle out. And Hernandez able to go with the heater and drive it over the head of Grady. The breeze has subsided, but a warm May evening here right by the river. The air is thick. The ball is traveling. And with a bit of backspin, Hernandez finds himself with his first three-bagger of the season. There's the initial base runner. Drake Logan will try to bring him home. Logan in center field this night. Takes the first pitch fastball above the letters, ball one. Logan missing most of April with an injury. Adding some depth up the center here. Can play all three outfield spots. Pops it foul, 1-1. Logan was added before opening day to the injured list. Came back on April 30th. So far this year, hitting .232 with 13 hits. Opening run 90 feet away, 1-1, outside corner. William Pascal's zone has been true to form so far. There was 96 once again. Fuentes challenging with heater after heater. 1-2 on the right-hander, Logan. Slider in the dirt. It was not blocked cleanly by Godman, but it ricocheted off the umpire, William Pascal. So he'll get an assist on the stoppage unintentionally. Arxie had a very big lead down third base. If that doesn't hit Pascal, that might be a run. Logan, 1-2 pitch coming. Fuentes from the windup with a man at third base. Fastball fouled away. Good quick cut by Logan to stay alive. He was still a tad late, but that's a fastball right down Main Street. Count is 2-2. On the cannonballer center fielder, Arxie Hernandez with a two-out triple. Nobody close to him. Lakehair Figueroa playing away from the line. Now outfield is shifted towards right center. 2-2. Fastball called strike three. 5 Ks, no runs. In two scoreless frames for Didier Fuentes. He's already tied his season high, and he's gotten just 6 outs. 96 painted will do that. Green Jackets trying to conquer Drew McDaniel and be the first one to strike here at SRP Park.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pablo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Drew McDaniel hit Jace Grady with a first-pitch slider, and 2 pitches later, Drew Compton grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. So a hitless first for McDaniel. A lot of efficient work as well. That'll bode well for a man who was just the second cannonballer in team history to go 7 innings in his last start 7 days ago. Luis Sanchez hitting cleanup for the first time in his pro career. McDaniel threw 6 pitches in the first, and time is called by William Pascal. Appears there's something on the field in right. Andrew Schrock, the field umpire, was the one who initially asked for time to be granted. Sanchez, the 5'7 second baseman, hitting 246 this year with 14 RBIs. Digging in from the right side against McDaniel. Takes a first pitch fastball just off the outside corner. Sanchez on base a couple times, but made it count when he got there the most in the series against Salem. Played all six games, went 2-for-22, but did have four RBIs. Pitch out, ball two. It was a quiet offensive week all around for the Green Jackets, although they did muster up a pair of wins and put up a week-high seven runs in the win on Saturday. 2-0 to Sanchez. McDaniel finds the outside corner with this one. Luis will almost alternate between at-bats, whether he's incredibly aggressive or particularly patient. So far, it's been the latter through three pitches. McDaniel's 2-1, and Sanchez spears it down the right field line. Fastball's been 92-93 so far from Drew McDaniel, former Ole Miss Rebel. Spent all of last year in Kannapolis. McDaniel much improved this season. There was nothing wrong with his performance last year other than maybe a lack of strikeouts, but those have jumped up rapidly. 12-6 curve misses outside. McDaniel does have both a curveball and a slider. That was the curve. It runs the count full, and Sanchez will use his timeout. McDaniel last year 5-8 with a 4.6 ERA. The walks were very low, so were the strikeouts. And only one of those has jumped up this year. Payoff, breaking ball, called strike at the top of the zone. Back-to-back curveballs, and that one drops in to freeze Sanchez right at the letters. So it takes the same number of pitches to get out number one as it did to get all three outs in inning number one. But Sanchez is the first strikeout victim for Drew McDaniel, who's coming off a career-high 9 against Fayetteville 7 days ago. Diego Benitez had his second home run of the season last week, currently hitting .142. He's out in front of the breaking ball for strike one. Benitez still working on finding his timing at this level, was struggling with breaking balls throughout April, started selling out for the curveballs, and has been late on fastballs over the last couple weeks. This time he chases the slider 0-2. Kannapolis got that scouting report as Benitez played 5 of the 6 games at Atrium Health Ballpark in the early April. And they saw how effective breaking balls were. Benitez now behind 0-2. After back-to-back curveballs, it's a fastball in on the hands, and Benitez, quick enough wrist to spoil that one. 94 up and inside. Certainly not an easy pitch to maintain your at-bat, but Benitez able to stay alive to see at least one more. Shortstop Burrows now fighting the sun the same way Benitez was in the top half. Fastball, called strike three at the letters. Back-to-back, backwards K's at the top of the zone for Drew McDaniel. He's faced 5 batters and initiated 5 outs, facing the minimum after hitting a batter and getting a double play. Lakehair Figueroa was 0-for-4 on Sunday. It was his first game played since Black Thursday. That, of course, what we've been referring to around here. The night on Thursday in the second home series of the season where Drake, Figueroa, and Will Verdung all suffered hamstring injuries in the same ballgame. Figueroa fouls the fastball back, nothing and one the count. Lakehair was off to a solid start through just 9 games played. It was a very small sample size, but the offensive output in his first year at the single-A level was encouraging. Check swing called a strike at the top of the zone regardless. McDaniel continues to pound the top half. So far, the middle of the order has not had much of a response. Heaters up to 94 from the right side, looking to strike out the side. McDaniel from the windup. Breaking ball, Figueroa did go around. They appeal to confirm. He's down swinging. 3 strikeouts. 1-2-3 go the Green Jackets in the second. We are scoreless through 2 in the series opener.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm your refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Arcy Hernandez barreled a two-out triple over the head of Jace Grady and into right field. Through two innings each, that's the only hit either offense has. Fuentes and McDaniel, the two starting pitchers, have controlled the ball game in a scoreless series opener. Green Jackets and Cannonballers won three games apiece at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series that stretched April 9th through 14th. This is the only chance for Kannapolis to come here to SRP Park. And the hitter's haven, proving a pitcher's park so far through two. Mikey Kane leading off. 8-9-1 for the Cannonballers. Kane, first pitch popped up towards first base for Drew Compton. He'll make the catch in foul territory. One pitch, one out. Certainly will build up some longevity. Fuentes, the only knock you can have when you strike out five of the six outs you record through seven batters. He was at 31 pitches, which is certainly an acceptable amount. But his counterpart, McDaniel, took just 19 pitches to get through the same amount of time. Heater at the knees, Javier Mora was taking all the way, the designated hitter in his second stint with the organization this season, is behind nothing and one. Fuentes, fastball a little bit lower and a little bit further inside. Mora underneath it, 0-2. Javier hitting 0-97 with one RBI this year. Spent some time on the developmental list on a couple occasions. Fastball called strike three. A late call from William Pascal on a ball a little bit off the outside corner. Godman with a great frame. Six strikeouts in the first nine batters faced for Didier Fuentes. Riku Nishida began the ball game with a strikeout. It was an eight-pitch at bat before he finally went down swinging on a fastball up and away. First man to see him twice. And it's tipped into the mitt, strike one. Very aggressive and volatile swing for Nishida. Unable to come up with the first heater. Fuentes continues to work quickly. Nishida shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's called a strike regardless. Maybe a half ball off the outside corner. So Pascal in this inning has shown the ability to expand wide to both lefties and righties in the strike zone. 0-2, fastball, strike three, high and outside. Fuentes, career-high 7 Ks through 3 innings. Why not? Gets Nishida twice. And the Green Jackets coming back to bat for their first hit.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We also want to say a very special welcome to the Perry family. Keller,
Drew McDaniel, one hit by pitch, six batters, six outs. He struck out the side in the second, and he's only getting more comfortable. Green Jackets will try to knock him off his block and support Didier Fuentes, who is having a career night already through three innings. Sun continues to drop behind the first baseline, meaning the entirety of the infield is in shadow, as is most of right field and a good portion of shallow center. Riku Nishida in left will reapply the sunglasses. He's the man most in danger of having to deal with that sun. The leadoff man will be Robert Gonzalez to start the bottom of the third. Cade Kern, Jacob Godman will follow him. Gonzalez, the second true lefty in this lineup, takes a first pitch changeup. Drake, Grady, and Compton, the top three hitters in the order, all swinging from the left side. Only Drake is a left-hander only. Compton and Grady, of course, switch hitters. Breaking ball fouled off of Gonzalez's front leg. That was the slider at 84. Breaking ball low to mid-80s with the slider and upper 70s generally with the curveball. It'll spin about 76, 78. Slider substantially more horizontal movement. Gonzalez behind 0-2 after a strikeout heavy week against Salem. He takes that one just outside. Pineda a bit too overt of a frame. The glove went out and then back in. Unable to fool Pascal into giving him the call. Gonzalez continues to battle. Slightly choked up on the black bat. Fouls it away. Robert Gonzalez choking up does not mean the swing gets any shorter. A very aggressive hacker. No strikes, two strikes, first pitch or 10th of the AB. He's always swinging to do some damage. Line drive hitter, but the exit velocities have been impressive throughout the season. Pitch number 5 in the AB is a curveball, and Gonzalez goes down swinging. Fourth straight strikeout for Drew McDaniel. He's on a nice little roll here. Fuentes and McDaniel in a series that we expect to be defined by fantastic pitching matchups is living up to that assessment in game number 1. Two teams that have starters that have carried them the rest of the way, whether the offense has been hot that week or not. McDaniel just the first in a long line of cannonballer success stories on the bump. Cade Kern down to 8th tonight, takes a first pitch curveball. Kern looking to break out of a slump of his own. Had the first home run of the season back at Atrium Health Ballpark, so he has left the yard against the cannonballers once. Big swing on this one, fouls the fastball back 0-2. McDaniel not beating around the bush. You saw one waste pitch there to Gonzalez that he laid off of, but everything else right around the zone and not much in the big part of the zone either. Forcing the Green Jackets to beat themselves, but he can beat them just fine on his own. Changeup skips in. First right on right changeup of the night for Drew McDaniel. It's a good setup pitch there, changing the eye level and changing the movement. Ball and two strikes. McDaniel steps back on the rubber. Diagonal from the first base side. Fastball in on the hands. They'll check over to first. Andrew Schrock says he did not go. The check swing a bit exaggerated by Kern, just based on the fact that he was simultaneously stopping the swing and leaning the body away. Evens the count at 2 apiece on the 8 hitter. Green Jackets have had one base runner, but no hits. Good take there from Cade Kern on the slider. Slurvy breaking ball. That one was in between the curve and the slider and what we've seen so far. It was still the breaking ball of the slider variety. Kern runs the count full. Good fight here for the DH. Fastball only battling for so long. 94 sinking below the heat. 5 straight strikeouts for Drew McDaniel. Nobody's put a ball in play for the Green Jackets since Drew Compton grounded into a double play. Jacob Godman, the everyday catcher and the primary backstop for this entire season so far, will take the batter's box and try to change that fact. McDaniel coming off the best outing of his career, and he's perfectly capable of supplanting it already today. Slider on the inner third, 0-1 to Godman. Hung a little bit, but a front door breaking ball, even though it leaks back towards the center. Still tough for Godman to pull the trigger on. Fastball softly hit to second base. There is contact. Sounds like the bat might have broken a little bit. Kane on to Galaney. 1-2-3 for the third inning in a row. McDaniel is hitless and has faced the minimum. Through 3 turns of bat, Fuentes back to work. Punch, counterpunch. 2 duelists going toe-to-toe.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
18-year-old Didier Fuentes has 7 strikeouts through 3 scoreless innings of one-hit baseball. Fuentes had 7 punchouts in 3 separate games in the Dominican Summer League, so he's tied his career high already, and this is far and away the most he's had stateside. Second season with the Green Jackets, and building quite the resume. First pitch fastball to the 2-hole Ryan Burrows finds the top of the zone. Burrows went down looking on a breaking ball in his first at-bat. Fuentes finds the bottom of the zone. Velocity has been up to 96 a couple times. It's been no lower than 92. A lot of 94 on the radar gun, both the Hawkeye and the one on the scoreboard, which is finally back working. Happy day for us. Fastball outside corner, pure paint, and there is a new career high. 3 1/3 innings, and Didier Fuentes has 8 strikeouts with just one hit allowed. Fastball's got some run to it today for sure, but it's the location that Fuentes is having more of than he ever has. Fuentes and McDaniel, what an impressive duo we've seen on the mound already, and it's just game one of the series. 95 at the knees, Caden Connor takes strike one. Connor leading the team in RBIs with 31, hitting 294 on the year. Right fielder with a short stance, chasing high and away, fastball just running off the corner. Connor's been bamboozled by back-to-back heaters, and the count's 0-2. Confidence that both of these arms are working with. They just believe any pitch, any location, they can hit this spot, and they're not going to be beaten. See if either of them ever blinks, much less who blinks first. 0-2, slider on the ground to shortstop. Chance for Diego Benitez, and he hits Compton in the glove for out number two. Feels good for Benitez, who had a bit of a rough defensive week when we were out in Kannapolis. He's certainly improved since then. And it's been the piece of his game that he has worked the hardest at. A lot of time with the coaching staff, with a few player development officials that have come through from the Atlanta organization. And he has gotten light years ahead of where he was at shortstop in April. Another first pitch fastball. Ryan Galaney, who was retired on one pitch last time up, will take the first. Galaney, team high 345 batting average. 4 homers, 25 RBIs, chops this one in front of the mound. Fuentes has to hurry. Low throw. Compton the pick. Not quite in time. A swinging bunt for Ryan Galaney. That'll help that average. Not that it needs it much. Second hit of the ball game for the Cannonballers, both of which have come with 2 outs. Galaney on top of a rare slider for Fuentes today in a game that's been full of fastballs for both pitchers. Well located, and with Lakeir Figueroa playing back, Fuentes, who falls slightly to the first base side on his delivery, had to make a near impossible play. Kept it close, but no dice. Extends the inning for Luis Pineda. Fuentes out of the stretch for the second time. Bounce right back to him. This one he gloves at eye level. Underhanded flip. One pitch after the single. Fuentes is out of the fourth. Career high 8 strikeouts for the 18-year-old righty from Tolu.
The Green Jackets are excited to partner with
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Didier Fuentes, 4 innings, 2 hits, 8 strikeouts. Drew McDaniel, 3 innings, no hits, 5 strikeouts. If you're a baseball purist or anyone who's a fan of good pitching and defense, this has been the ball game for you. And we're certainly glad to have you with us and to be a part of it. Noah Adcock-Howitt, live from SRP Park on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. We're so grateful that you found us this week. Isaiah Drake leading off in the top of the fourth. Second time through the order for McDaniel, who faced the minimum. One batter reached. It was a hit by pitch. Next batter, double play. That erased that quickly. Drake tips the first pitch fastball into the mitt. Isaiah began the bottom half of the ball game with a line out to center field. Well struck, but slightly jammed. Isaiah's behind 0-1. McDaniel from the windup. Fastball high and outside. Another good swing from Drake, but punches it onto the top of the berm that sits in foul territory down the left field line here at SRP Park. Turns into the de facto kids play zone with balls running around and everybody chasing after foul balls. 0-2 curveball nearly caught the back foot and a very good take for Drake. Isaiah was off to a slow start even before getting hurt. Swing and miss had been his key folly. Infield shifting to the pull. Outfield is shallow. 1-2 curveball driven out towards right center. Both fielders going for a long run and the overhand to catch is made by Drake Logan. Drake robs Drake, playing shallow, but the ball hung up just long enough. A barreled slider out that direction, but Drake is retired on his second hard hit ball of the night. Like so many lefties have before him and will continue to do so. Got a breaking ball low and in and just dropped the barrel on it, maybe a tad underneath it. Drake Logan was there for the first out of the fourth. Jace Grady, the only man to reach, got hit by a first pitch slider in the front foot. First fastball he sees is outside at 93. McDaniel, very high spin rates, and he's been a developmental case after being signed as an undrafted free agent out of Ole Miss. One of the many pitching success stories the lower level of the White Sox minor leagues have had over the last couple years. McDaniel has taken a huge step forward in his second stint with the Cannonballers. And if these numbers continue, you have to wonder how quickly a promotion up the road to Winston-Salem will come. 2-0 on Grady, the switch hitter. Cracks this one out towards right field. Another barrel this time for Caden Connor. It's over his head. Rolls all the way to the warning track. Grady motoring into second. He will stop there. And Jace Grady has the first hit of the night. Grady's been the catalyst over the last 2 weeks. Himself and Compton have gone back and forth at the top of the team leaderboard on nearly every offensive category. Grady's the only man to get on base today. He's solved McDaniel well, and the first run of the game for either team sits aboard in scoring position. Just got a fastball, a rare mistake in the zone for McDaniel, and Grady the type of hitter who will make you pay. Compton first pitch swinging out in front of a changeup. Drew Compton grounded into a double play to end the first. went 5-for-16 last week with a couple RBIs. Grady with good speed at second base being held on by Burrows. Ryan Burrows in his pocket, working in and out, does not get a look from McDaniel. And Compton skies a fastball out of play. 93 at the top of the zone, back-to-back, that have been up and out for Drew Compton. And he's behind nothing in two. Luis Sanchez waits on deck. Grady gets a little further off the bag. 8-for-10 stealing bases this season. Got an extra look from McDaniel. And then the changeup was spiked in. You could see Grady jumping into a leaping secondary lead. Was trying to time up McDaniel, who did a good job of controlling the run game simply by looking back. Don't always have to use a pickoff move, especially when you're only allotted two. Mixing looks, mixing timing, and get the job done well. 1-2, fastball hit towards shortstop. Burrows looks at third, now comes across to first. Grady advances, and Compton is retired. Productive second out for Drew Compton, hit it behind the runner. Burrows really thought about it. Grady had slowed up as he was going into third, but there was never a play, and had enough time to get Compton. First professional game in the cleanup spot for Luis Sanchez, who has now hit first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Spent a lot of time in the leadoff position. Time is clawed. We got a pitch clock violation on Luis Sanchez, who apparently was not ready to hit in time. And against an arm that's dealing like this, you can't afford to give up a free swing. Before a pitch is thrown, Luis Sanchez is behind nothing and one. Takes a fastball outside to even the count. Now they appeal out to second just to be sure. Andrew Schrock says no. Bat never threatened going past the front of the zone. Sanchez struck out looking in the second. Had four RBIs last week, 14 on the year. Chasing a slider in the dirt, 1-2. So easy to get mentally taken out of an at-bat when you start with that pitch timer violation. Was right close to getting locked in, but a half second too late to turn his attention to the pitcher. Now McDaniel's ahead 1-2, looking to strand Jace Grady at third base after the one-out double. Target outside, slider, flared out into right field. Caden Connor coming in, steps from sun to shadow and makes the two-handed catch. Sanchez retired. Green Jackets did put a man in scoring position, got their first hit of the night, but it's four scoreless innings for both pitchers, Drew McDaniel and Didier Fuentes.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Top of the fifth. Still no score at SRP Park. Didier Fuentes, 47 pitches, 38 strikes. Out of the zone just 9 times. He'll face Hernandez, Logan, and Kane, 6-7-8. No runs, 2 hits for the Cannonballers. No runs, 1 hit for the Green Jackets. Arcy Hernandez had the first hit of the game for either side, a triple off the fence in right field, and he sees a fastball right around the chin. A long stare out at Fuentes as Hernandez Little chin music backs him off the plate. 93 around the jawline. Arxie does wear the Giancarlo Stanton-style extended flap on the front R. Fouls this one away. Fastball on the outer third. Ever since that gruesome injury to Giancarlo in his Miami days, that has been popularized most notably by him, but a lot of players at many levels have added that extra layer of protection that's supposed to guard the jaw and the front cheek from a fastball running up and in. Slider misses inside 2-1 to Hernandez. Fuentes a foul ball off the bat of Hernandez, who tried to stop the swing. Didier and McDaniel are both working very quickly. Get the ball, step right back on the rubber. Arxie will try to mess up that timing a tad by taking his timeout. One of only two men to reach base for Kannapolis so far. Into the top of the fifth. First man to face Fuentes in the fifth. 2-2 to Hernandez. Outside, ball three. Hernandez trying to work the first walk of the night for the Cannonballers. First one for either team, in fact. Outfield playing deep. 3-2 to Arxie. Called strike three. Got him looking with the fastball, running back to the outer edge at 95. Impossible to touch right there. Career high gets higher. 9 strikeouts for Didier Fuentes. He's through 4 1/3 scoreless, and now facing Drake Logan, who struck out looking to end the second. Logan, a fastball, roped into deep left center field. Charging over Gonzalez, he can't make the play. Two hopping off the wall. Logan rolling into second. There will be no play. It's the third hit of the night for the Cannonballers. Logan's 1-for-2.
Now batting second baseman number 7, Mikey Kane, our Miller Lite beer batter of the game.
Got a fastball in on the hands. That was 110 off the bat of Drake Logan, able to pull the barrel inside and take advantage of a rare mistake. Grady did the same on the first mistake from McDaniel in the bottom half of the fourth and then was stranded at third. Very similar situation. Fuentes will look to do the same. Kane a pop up to first base and is only at bat. Mikey Kane hitting 245 this season, a pair of RBIs. Slider just above the outside corner. Mikey missed lengthy time with an injury, but back after a stint on the IL and trying to regain his footing, he's reached base safely in 6 straight ball games since coming back. Long look out at second. Fastball to the knees at 94. Fuentes holding the velocity into the fifth inning. For a young arm who has not gone deep into ball games very often in his career, this is a night full of positive checks on the list. Fuentes looks out at second. Sanchez backs away from holding the runner on, and the slider finds the knees. Logan 2-for-2 stealing bases in limited time, so there is speed out there. Runners about 80% successful against Jacob Godman, just under that number, which is about league average for a minor league catcher. 1-2 to Mikey Kane. Fuentes a couple checks coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Number 10. That's the most by any Green Jacket pitcher this season. It's far and away the most by Fuentes in his career. 10 strikeouts and counting in 4 2/3. Javier Mora in a big RBI chance with 2 down. The 9 hitter swinging from the right side. Struck out looking in inning number 3. Mora, who, as we mentioned, been on and off the developmental list. Big cut on a fastball. He's over top. Fuentes getting run and sink with that four-seamer. The movement and the ability to start in the center and then dash off towards the corner is just so tough to barrel up. Arxie, Galaney, and Logan have the 3 hits. Fastball fouled back. We have seen the changeup just 1 time from Didier Fuentes today. Has had really no reason to go there. There's not a ton of lefties on the Cannonballer roster, period. Nishida and Connor are the only ones in the order today. And they've struggled enough with the fastball that Fuentes has not gone to anything else against either of them. Trying to leave the first run of the night in scoring position after the one-out double from Drake Logan. Fuentes from the stretch. Just outside. Godman, good presentation. Jacob Godman's found himself a serviceable role as a defense first catcher, and the ability to present and receive pitches has been his calling card. That one just a little too far off. 1-2 from Fuentes. Slider. Called strike three this time. Right on the same spot, this time with the breaking ball. 11 punch-outs and counting through five straight zeros for Didier Fuentes, a career night for the 18-year-old.
Wow, Internet TV.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fuentes and McDaniel, different types of impressive, but equally as dominant through four and a half. Halfway through the ball game, Cannonballers and Green Jackets scoreless on both sides. Drew McDaniel, four innings, just one hit allowed. He struck out five. Went through a run of five straight punch-outs, all three outs in the second, and then the first two of the third. He's in that same portion of the order, and it's Benitez, Figueroa, and Gonzalez each getting the second look. McDaniel from the windup, first pitch he shows is a 12-6 curveball that locks up Benitez on the inner third. Came right back towards the center. Benitez struck out looking on a very similar pitch his last time up. Outfield playing shallow, now backing up a tad, and this time it's the slider to the same effect. Benitez having a little bit of trouble with those breaking balls, but everybody is seeming to have trouble offensively with both of these starters so far. McDaniel swinging a miss, induced on Benitez. Strike three at the top of the zone. Air strikeout number six for McDaniel. He's now got 23 punch-outs across 17 and a third innings in the month of May. Was great in April, even better. Here as the calendar flips and the seasons get warmer, Lakehare Figueroa struck out swinging to end the second. Green Jackets have just one hit. That was the double from Jace Grady. Fastball ran in and got Figueroa. Didn't hear anything from all the way up here, but very clearly William Pascal saw and heard something that was enough contact on the elbow guard of Figueroa. It's the second hit by pitch of the night from McDaniel. Green Jackets get a man at first. One on, one out. Robert Gonzalez is hitting. Time is called. There's a ball in shallow left field. Green Jacket relievers had to go snag that one and return it to its rightful place on the berm. Robert Gonzalez struck out swinging his only at-bat so far. It'll be the third frame out of five in which McDaniel works his way from the stretch. Figueroa had two stolen bases in two tries in his time before he got injured, and the hamstring has looked no worse for wear so far in these couple games back. Bounce through the hole on the right field side and into right field. Figueroa testing the arm of Caden Connor. Throw on the money, and he got him. Figueroa did not get the foot in time. What a throw from Caden Connor. Green Jackets trying to be aggressive, and instead of two on, one out, there's a man at first with now two down. Caden Connor with the strike, a great snap tag from Arxie Hernandez. Connor was playing deep enough that all his momentum was able to come behind the throw. Fired a one-hop strike to Arxie Hernandez, and although Figueroa tried to get that foot in between the tag, he was unsuccessful. Fastball called a strike to begin the at-bat for Cade Kern, the eight hitter. Green Jackets get multiple men on base in the same inning for the first time tonight here in the bottom of the fifth. But now there's still just one away. Heater around the eye line. Quick pump fake for Pineda. Making sure Gonzalez returns properly. Robert 2-for-2 stealing bases last week. He's 6-of-8 this season. Green Jackets have been aggressive. They enter this week 73-of-92. Runner going. Check swing. Good pitch to throw on, and it's offline, so Gonzalez has the bag stolen. Ball beat the runner to second on the throw from the catcher, Pineda, but he pulled it to his glove side on the shortstop side of the second base bag. And Gonzalez has his third steal in his last six games. Augusta will get a man in scoring position. Cade Kern, 2 homers, 8 RBIs. Ahead in the count, 2-1. Curveball, called a strike at the top of the zone. Floating its way right in at the letters. That's not the first time we've seen McDaniel go for the high curve either. So easy to give up on. Bo Phillip is getting loose in the pen for the Green Jackets. Fuentes is up to 62 pitches. 2-2, fastball punched away, and Kern will see one more. Fuentes has not gone more than 5 innings yet this season. Reached that marker twice, once against Columbia, once last time out of the bullpen against Salem. Gonzalez not being held on by Burroughs or Kane. Now Kane works a little bit closer to try to keep him honest. 2-2 curve tipped into the mitt, strike three. Cade Kern down swinging. Induced and aided substantially by the throw from right field, Caden Connor cuts down the runner going to third, and we are scoreless through five. We'll see if it's Fuentes or Phillip for the sixth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $2.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
For the first time in his professional career, Didier Fuentes will look to pitch into the sixth inning. As we wait for the Janet King cleanup crew to escape their angle, Fuentes, with Phillip continuing to loosen, will go out to the sixth, and he'll face Riku Nishida, the leadoff man, to begin the frame. Nishida, the first man to see Fuentes thrice. He struck out swinging on two separate occasions, both of which have come on fastballs high and away. Fuentes, a career-high 11 strikeouts, previously had not gone more than 7 and no more than 5 at the full season level. Fuentes got the challenge back in 2023, skipped the FCL entirely, was a 17-year-old pitching in full-season ball. Nishida up the middle. It knocks the glove off of Fuentes. Sanchez tries to make the throw, but not in time. Lucky to get a glove up and keep the melon safe. That was near the jawline of Fuentes. 102 off the bat of Nishida attacking the fastball. He's got his first hit of the night. Winston Sawyer and athletic trainer Tom Adams hurry out to make sure Fuentes is okay. Ball hit right around the glove. Looked like it simply had enough momentum. It took the glove all the way off and did not catch skin. And Fuentes, smiling, makes sure that it's known that he's all right. No mound visit charge because it was an injury check. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, had come out just in case an interpreter was needed. Any form of translation for Fuentes, but he waved it away quickly. Leadoff man on base for the first time either team has gotten the chance to do so. And Nishida has fantastic speed at first. 13 of 18 stealing bags. Fuentes first pitch fastball to Ryan Burrows. He comes up empty. Fastball 92-93 down in this inning. He was up to 96 in the first couple frames. Burrows a strikeout looking twice, once in the first, once in the fourth. Nishida dancing around at first base. Slider called a strike on the outside corner. Fuentes' breaking ball has been just as effective as a fastball in substantially smaller amounts of use. No balls and two strikes. Short lead for Nishida. Fastball misses inside, ball one. Burrows able to lean out of danger. Phillip continues to loosen. Four hits allowed in five plus for Didier Fuentes. Career high in strikeouts at 11. He's already at 67 pitches, however. 1-2. On the ground is short. Two hops through the legs of Benitez. He didn't get the glove down. What could have been two is zero outs. Breaking ball hung just a little bit. Well struck by Burrows, but it looked like a 6-4-3 double play off the bat. It's the first error of the night for either team. And Benitez, there's something about the Kannapolis Cannonballers he can't solve defensively. That's Benitez's 14th error of the year, and seven of them now have come against Kannapolis. Nishida at second, Burrows at first, great speed at both bases, and Jacob Godman asks for time before the first pitch is thrown to Caden Connor. Bo Phillip appears to be ready. The converted reliever, former shortstop, made it up to AA Mississippi last year. He's seen a lot of big chances on the mound, a lot of key situations. Fastball missing outside to Caden Connor. A strikeout and a ground out to short. Ball was hit so hard, Benitez was trying to judge on a dime whether he could get the big bounce coming up or whether the ball would stay down. It did the latter, and the glove just did not get through the hole in time. 1-0 slider outside, back-to-back misses to start the at-bat. That's the first time Fuentes has had that happen this year. It's officially confirmed as an E6, was 100 off the bat, so not an easy play, but one Benitez certainly expects himself to make. Fuentes 2-0, Connor trying to ambush, and he's underneath it. We still have not seen the changeup for Fuentes since the first inning. Would not be a subpar time if he feels he has the command to do so. Connor still in a hitter's count, two homers, 31 RBIs on the season. Fastball speared back into the netting above the green jacket dugout on the third base side. Manager Pat Leland, son of future Hall of Famer Jim Leland, in his second year as the manager with the Cannonballers. He's the one coaching third. Over at first is the bench coach Daniel Millwheat. Connor uses his reset. 2-2 the count on Fuentes. Nishida at second, Burrows at first. Can't lose track of them. They both have plus speed. Fouled away on a heater high and outside. Connor on time and stays alive. Fuentes as ready as he is. You have Phillip going at full tilt in the pen as well. Fuentes has entered the sixth inning for the first time in his pro career. Now he's trying to get the first out in the sixth. Nishida got a great break going to third, and it's all for naught as the slider is fouled away. An inside move and Nishida would have been dead to rights. He went right before Fuentes went to his leg lift, before there was even a first move to go on. Godman, had he been throwing through, likely would have gone to second base as it was a very subpar jump for the speedy Burrows. Always tough to be the back end of the double steal. Burrows not being held on at first, but you can't go until you know the runner in front of you does. Fuentes picks back to second through a two-seam over to Benitez, who's lucky to snare it away from his body. Connor continues to fight. The last pitch thrown by Fuentes was that changeup for the first time. Nishida stays put. Slider out into deep right center field. Drake was playing away from that, looking up towards the wall, and it's gone. Off the batter's eye and straight away center. It continued to carry, and we are scoreless no longer. Three-run blast for Caden Connor, his third of the season. Just kept carrying into the humid May evening, and Fuentes allows the home run, and the Cannonballers take the lead. That will end the night, a career high in strikeouts. The sixth inning, unkind to Fuentes. Could have been a solo shot. There was no double play, and in comes Bo Phillip. Fuentes is done. He will leave as the pitcher of record on the losing side, and it's up to Phillip to keep the deficit at three.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Five scoreless entering the sixth for Didier Fuentes, but a three-run blast from Caden Connor brings Bo Phillip in with the Green Jackets all of a sudden trailing 3-0. Fuentes, three runs, two earned on five hits with 11 strikeouts and no walks. The batter is Ryan Galaney, so it gets no easier. Galaney red hot, fouls that one back. Bo Phillip this year, seven games, an 0-3 record. 5-3 ERA, 16 strikeouts and 18 and two-thirds. You'll see a four-seam, two-seam, changeup, and slider for the righty from Oregon State. Galaney a single and a ground ball. Slider bounces in from Phillip. Be the first miss of the night. If it tells you what kind of night it is with that ball leaving and going that far up on the batter's eye, it was about halfway up the black tarp behind dead center field. Home plate to straightaway center is 395 here at SRP Park. There is not much breeze to speak of, and when there is, it's blowing out to right center. That ball was registered on the Hawkeye at 382. But the warmth of the night and the backspin of the baseball, it just kept carrying and carrying, and Drake ran out of room in a hurry. 2-2 to Galaney, swing and a miss. He goes down on a high fastball. First batter, first strikeout for Bo Phillip. Phillip on 5 days of rest is the most available man. He was always planned to come immediately behind Fuentes when we expect to see Will Silva as well, who's on equal amounts of rest. Luis Pineda, the catcher, has struck out and bounced out to the pitcher. Slider at the knees, 0-1. Phillip's fastball will be 89 to 92. Breaking ball in the mid-80s and the changeup in the low to mid-80s. Outfield continuing to play opposite against Pineda. Chops softly, apparently off the foot. At least Pineda thought so. Now they're saying a fair ball. Phillip just flips it over to first, and out is the call. Pineda never left the batter's box. He thought it hit his front foot. The ball just torpedoing out and dying right in front of the circle around home plate. Phillip took his time. He went sliding in case Pineda was going. Instead, it's the easiest 1-3 of his life. He could have backhanded it over. He could have crab-walked it that direction. Back-to-back batters retired by Bo Phillip. Fastball below the knees and at 94. That's the highest velocity we've seen this season from Bo Phillip. Continues to get more and more comfortable as a pitcher. He's gone as long as 3 2/3 this season. Flared into center field. Drake went back. Now he has to come sliding in. He can't make the play. Hits off his glove and rolls into right center. Arcy Hernandez up to second. Isaiah Drake with a misread on that one off the end of the bat. He took four powerful steps back. Came sprinting in. Almost looked like he slid a little too early as well. We'll see how it gets scored, as it was an awkward play all the way around, but Arcy Hernandez, which is now being called a double, has a multi-hit night. Three hits in the inning for the Cannonballers after having the same number through the first five. Kannapolis up 3-0, and with the way Drew McDaniel is throwing, that might be enough. Fouled away by Drake Logan, 0-1. McDaniel's at 57 pitches and 39 strikes. He went as team high 7 innings his last time out, and he's on a standard 6 days of rest, pitching once a week, as he often are. This early in the season, everybody's starting to get stretched out, but they're still keeping that extra rest. Change up in the dirt, 1-1. Green Jackets did make a bit of an alteration to their rotation. Cade Keeler had been going early in the week, Tuesday or Wednesday, ever since the rotation got reset his last occasion. It'll be Vargas tomorrow. Luis Vargas entering the starting rotation with the departure of both Riley Frey and Mitch Ferris. Polo goes Thursday, but Adam Meyer jumps up to Friday, lined through the hole and up the middle. Runner coming around for second. Hernandez will score without a play. It's an RBI single from Drake Logan and a four-run inning for the Cannonballers. That'll be the first run attributed to Bo Phillip. Two-out offense coming quickly, and this is the Cannonballer squad that we expected to see after they took 5 of 6 against formerly top-ranked Fayetteville. Cannonballers in those final three games of that series outscored Fayetteville 18-4. A combination of hitting and pitching has just overmatched seemingly everybody. Phillip, a quick pick over to check on Drake Logan. Mikey Kane is the eighth batter of the inning. A pop-up and a strikeout, runner goes on the called strike. Sanchez got to the bag late, and the ball skips into center field. Logan has the base stolen. He'll take an extra 90 feet on the E2. Sanchez got there late, and had he been on time, he could have put the tag on as the ball bounced right at second base. But adjusting on the fly, it's a stolen base easily for Drake Logan, his third in three tries this season. And he's 90 feet away from potentially putting this game out of reach. Phillips 0-1 to Mikey Kane is fouled back, nothing in two. Fuentes with a career-high 11 strikeouts was cruising, but a barrel off his own glove from Riku Nishida, then a hard-hit ground ball that turned into an E6 for Benitez that appeared to be destined as a double play. A lengthy at-bat from Caden Connor, and he found the batter's eye. Fouled back as Kane stays alive. It's a long layoff right now for Drew McDaniel, an 8-batter inning and counting. Not to mention the pitching change. For some arms this deep in the ball game, they're happy with that and able to re-up their stamina just a tad, but others, they like to be in the rhythm, and McDaniel's certainly been a rhythmic pitcher so far. 0-2 to Kane, off the glove of Godman, and that's a wild pitch to score a run. It's a 5-run sixth inning. Kannapolis has opened up the gates here at SRP Park. Breaking ball bouncing in from Bo Phillip on the changeup. Godman trying to move to his right, looking to swallow it up, unable to do so. Got caught between trying to go with the underhanded catch and outright use his body. 1-2 on Kane. Phillip still from the stretch. Swing and a miss, strike three. The damage is done and then some. 5 runs for the Cannonballers, highlighted by the 3-run blast from Caden Connor. He leads the team still with 34 RBIs, top three in the league. And it's a long way to work for McDaniel.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. A five-run top of the sixth makes it 5-0 Cannonballers. A pitcher's duel turning one-sided in a hurry. The Green Jackets have seen their sales deflate significantly. Augusta, due to have 9-1 and 2 due up in this inning, Godman, Drake, and Grady. And it looks like there will be a pinch hitter. Harry Owen is out in the on-deck circle. Owen will be making his SRP Park debut in 2024. Jacob Godman ends the night 0-1. Harry Owen in his first game of his second stint with the Green Jackets. Got activated for the first time on May 11th, played one game, and was right back down on May 14th. Called up officially today. He's been with the team since the weekend. And the California native will dig in from the right side, getting his only look so far at Drew McDaniel. McDaniel, 7 strikeouts in 5 scoreless innings, allowing just 2 hits. First pitch to Harry Owen is a fastball at the top of the zone at 91. Owen went 0-2 in that ball game he played in. Was a 7-inning contest. He took the back half of the doubleheader. So only 2 at-bats so far this season. Curveball at the top of the zone. 12-6 sky hook just drops its way in. And once again, the Green Jacket hitter is unable to pull the trigger. 0-2 on a fastball and a curveball. Owen hops it foul. Sees the third different pitch. It's a slider. Winston Sawyer going to his bench. He doesn't often make changes. When he does, it's usually for fatigue, personal reasons, or injury. Godman is done. Owen is in. 0-2 fastball. He's down chasing a high strike. Harry Owen begins his SRP Park portion of the season with a strikeout swinging, number 8 for Drew McDaniel, as he's one away from tying his career high. Back to the top of the order for Isaiah Drake. Drake, a line out and a fly out. Fly out to the warning track in deep right center field. He's hit 2 balls hard, but he's still looking for his first hit since coming back from injury. Left-handed hitting center fielder out of North Atlanta High School. Drafted in the 5th round of the 2023 draft. Takes a first pitch swing and fouls the pitch back. Looked like it was the slider coming back towards the center. There's nobody moving in the pen for the Cannonballers. McDaniel going 7 scoreless, and he's still on a solid pitch count. Was the first Cannonballer since Connor McCullough to go 7 innings. McCullough threw a 7-inning no-hitter in that ball game. McDaniel's efficiency is what kept him deep into games. Slider in the dirt, 1-1 to Drake. McDaniel, in general, has struggled some on the road with his command. There's only been 2 starts away from home compared to 4 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Drake takes a high fastball, 2-1. But he had 7 walks and 9 strikeouts and 8 2/3 across 2 starts away from Kannapolis. In his third one, though, this has been a whole new man. 2-1 for McDaniel to Drake, fouled back. Fastball high and outside. Isaiah spins it away. Sun is all but set. Pink and purple dotting the skyline behind left center field, and a very large moon, picturesque above left center field. Got team photographer Sanjeev Singhal in the ballpark. We know he's had that camera pointed skyward a time or two this evening. 2-2 to Drake. Curveball, swing and a miss. Buries the breaker and Drake can't lay off. Strikeout number 9 for the second game in a row. McDaniel is on fire. His offense got him a break. Connor starting the inning after a single and an error, a 3-run bomb that just kept going and going and going to dead center field. That ended the night for Didier Fuentes. The Cannonballers added 2 more against Bo Phillip. Jace Grady's been on base twice. Hit by pitch and a double, he fouls a changeup off the mask of Pineda. Drake's been on base as many times as the rest of the Green Jackets offense has combined. All told, 5 runs, 3 earned in that past inning with 4 hits and 2 errors. 1-0 to Grady, breaking ball, evens the count. Scoreboard said 1-0, it was 0-1. We know better than to trust that. Outfield playing shallow with the exception of Nishida in left field. Count is 1-1 on Jace Grady, the right fielder from Dallas Baptist. McDaniel from the windup, curveball crushed, but foul. Hanging breaking ball, and Grady was out in front of it. Two balls and 2 strikes now on Jace Grady. Drew Compton's on deck if it gets that far. Looking to strike out the side. McDaniel for 6 scoreless. Bounces a 54-foot curveball in. Nearly snuck underneath the mask of Luis Pineda. Grady showing patience to even the count. At least trying to see him a few more pitches in and run the count higher on McDaniel. But the Cannonballer bullpen is far from a series of slouches. 2-2 outside, overthrowing the fastball. McDaniel runs the count full. 5 runs, 7 hits without an error for the Cannonballers, who have left on 3. Jackets, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, and have left on just 2, 1 in each of the last 2 innings. 3-2 to Grady. Change up called, strike 3. McDaniel fishing for that call off the inside corner. He got it. Nearly 2 balls off the inside edge. It's the most William Pascal has expanded the zone tonight. 6 scoreless, a career-high 10 strikeouts for Drew McDaniel.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bo Phillip back out for the top of the 7th. Green Jackets trailing 5-0 in the series opener against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Kannapolis took the series opener last time these two teams met. Then won the next 2 after that before the Green Jackets found their footing and split the series. Leadoff man is Javier Mora, the 9-hitter. He's the only batter who did not swing in that 6th inning. Takes a first pitch 2-seamer inside. Didier Fuentes headed back into the locker room to do his post-throw recovery with Jake Wynn, the strength coach. Check swing Moyer did go around 1-1. It'll be Mora, Nishida, and Burrows, 9-1-2. Javier Mora 0 for 2 with two strikeouts looking. Changeup swung through. Mora's chasing now. McDonough, Silva, a couple others, including Zach Austin, have been stretching in the bullpen. Harry Owen has stayed behind the plate to catch. He'll be in for the rest of the ballgame. Green Jackets adding Owen to be the third catcher on this roster, and he will be used mostly as the backup, as the third man there is Jose Marcano, who's here as depth and as a super utility piece. Can play first, third, left, and right as well. 2-2 slider chased in the other box. Strike three on Javier Mora, who's got himself a hat trick. Three strikeouts for Bo Phillip tonight. One away from tying his career high, which came two outings ago when he took the loss on May the 8th against Myrtle Beach. Riku Nishida's 1-for-3, two strikeouts, and then a single off the glove of Fuentes. Came around to score on the homer from Connor. Fastball called a strike on the outer edge by William Pascal. Found the corner. Owen able to keep it there. Owen a better blocker than Godman. Godman has the slight edge in receiving, but it's close. Phillips 0-1 changeup guided down the left field line. Gonzalez a long run over towards the line, and he makes the catch. Right before he crossed the white stripe, makes the play. 2 feet down. That's a catch. Out number two. Two up, two down for Phillip in the seventh. Green Jacket offense has been quiet. Will Silva is throwing. Well, there's nothing Phillip can do about that here. He's just got to keep the game close. Ryan Burrows is not an easy man to do that with. Burrows 0-for-3, reached on the E6. Fastball fouled back. Number 21 prospect in the organization. One of the most highly regarded position players that the Cannonballers still have on roster. Starting to get to that point in the summer where top prospects are moving up a rung. We already saw Fry and Ferris, who are not top prospects by pedigree, but certainly were by result, move up to high A Rome for the Green Jackets. Kannapolis and the White Sox system as a whole has been just transaction heavy. Turnstile rolling through one after the next. 0-2, swing and a miss on the fastball. Four strikeouts in two innings for Bo Phillip. Time to stretch for the Green Jackets. We'll see if it's once again McDaniel, if he's coming out for the seventh on the backside as Augusta looks to fight away a shutout.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down
look at that sweet moolah,
that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Second ball game in a row. Drew McDaniel's trying to go out for the seventh. Got to face Compton, Sanchez, and Benitez 3-4-5. But that trio is a combined 0-for-6 with three punchouts. McDaniel has set his career high in strikeouts. Both starting pitchers doing the same thing tonight. Fuentes 11-4 on the ground to third base. Compton trying to beat it over. Will not make it. Brilliant play over at third base. It was Arcy Hernandez who came charging in to get it done. 11 strikeouts and 5-plus for Didier Fuentes. Now 6 1/3, 10 strikeouts for Drew McDaniel. He's retired the last five men he's faced. Compton, an excuse-me swing, a half-hearted attempt as he tried to pull back on a fastball off the outside corner. Luis Sanchez is 0-for-2. Strikeout and a fly ball to right field. First pitch right down the center. Called a strike. Will Silva is throwing for the Green Jackets. There's a righty throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers. Slider at the top of the zone, and that's called a strike as well. Right at the apex, Sanchez watching it cross right at the letters. Could not pull the trigger, 0-2. Curveball softly hit again to Arcy Hernandez at third. Big crow hop fires a guided missile across the diamond. Back-to-back nice plays from Arcy Hernandez. See if Silva is guaranteed to have the eighth or if Bo Phillip will try to trot back out. Did throw a lot of pitches in the sixth, so Phillip is up to 27 in two innings. Had an efficient seventh. Benitez, two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. McDaniel hasn't allowed a base runner in his last six batters. He hasn't allowed a run in his last now 13 2/3, trying to go seven scoreless for the second outing in a row. First pitch, breaking ball, missing low. Benitez holds the hands low behind the right ear. Chasing a slider, 1-1. Pulled out in front of the tighter of the two breaking balls to even the count. Cannonballer defense hasn't had much of a workout, but they've just been able to sit back and enjoy the show. As Drew McDaniel carves up the Green Jackets, breaking ball not even close, but Benitez still can't stop the bat. Former Ole Miss Rebel in his second season with Kannapolis, knocking on the door of the dash, just looks to be overmatching the low A level at every turn. 1-2, swing and a miss with the changeup. Benitez down on strikes. 11 Ks in 7 scoreless for Drew McDaniel. Make it 14 zeros and 20 punchouts in his last two outings. What an arm.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or a signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lending. NMLS number 612441.
Bo Phillip, two innings, two hits, two runs, only one of them earned, no walks and four strikeouts. Green Jacket pitchers have not walked a batter across seven innings, but they continue to trail 5-0. The new arm is William Silva, righty out of Miami-Dade College in Florida. 10th appearance for Silva, 12 2/3, a 4.26 ERA, 20 strikeouts in less than 13 innings, and the punchouts have been a much more substantial piece of his game over the last couple outings. To Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. The first man he'll face, dropping down a bunt unsuccessfully, is Caden Connor. Connor, the right fielder out of Cal State Fullerton, trying to prove that he can do everything on the diamond. A couple nice plays tonight, had the three-run homer to straightaway center field. Now trying to drop it down against the shift. Bunt ranging just foul, 0-1. Silva, fastball, cutter, sinker, changeup, and slider. That was the slider, and that's his most utilized pitch. 0-1 fastball missing outside at 93. Righty keeps throwing for the Cannonballers. You assume McDaniel's day is done at 80 pitches, and what a day it was. If it is indeed finished, 7 scoreless, 2 hits, 11 strikeouts. Bounced up the middle on the 1-1 slider. Benitez caught in between, has to hurry, and he overthrows first base. Benitez stuttered and stopped like he wasn't sure if it was his ball or if it was going to be taken by Sanchez. He just spins and throws it away. Would have been tough to get the hustling Caden Connor anyway. And we will see what the call is. Regardless, there's a man at first with Ryan Galaney now hitting. 1-for-3 on the day. Struck out his last time up. Galaney, the powerful right-handed hitter in his second season with the Cannonballers. First pitch slider called a strike. It has been granted a single, so it's a two-hit day for Caden Connor. Galaney twirls the two-tone tan and brown bat to the backside shoulder. Sinker at the top of the zone, 0-2. Galaney drafted in the 13th round last season, was the Southern Conference Player of the Year and back-to-back first-team SoCon at Wofford. Breaking ball off the mitt of Owen to stay alive. Take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. One team already went final. Shorebirds were hosting an education day in Delmarva. Columbia coming back from a substantial deficit early in the ballgame. They trailed 4-0, but scored 6 unanswered to win 6-5, despite Delmarva putting the tying run in scoring position in the ninth. Line drive out to Drake. Center fielder makes a nice catch. Late break for Isaiah, but he makes the play on a sliding grab for out number one. Connor has to hold at first base. Luis Pineda's 0-for-3, grounded out to the pitcher twice and struck out once. Silva looking back up the middle, talking with Luis Sanchez, the second baseman, making sure they're in unison if a potential double play arises. Fastball, late swing from Pineda, a very long one as well, 0-1. Lynchburg on top of Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats now have the best overall record in the Carolina League at 25-14. But the Hillcats up one and still threatening at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Cutter misses outside to even the count. Lynchburg had a big loss to their rotation. Tugboat Williamson, who was already player or pitcher of the week a couple times and has put himself on a priority map, has been promoted to High A Lake County, so that'll be a big loss for the Hillcats. We won't see them until the middle of June. Slider swung through by Pineda, 1-2. Myrtle Beach on top of Carolina, 5-2. The Mudcats are struggling over their last week or so. Lost 7 of their last 10. Myrtle up 5-2 in the bottom of the 8th. 1-2 to Luis Pineda. Slider. Strike 3 at the top of the zone. Breaking ball sets Pineda down looking. Second strikeout of his night and first one for Will Silva. After the leadoff single, back-to-back batters retired. 2 away for Arxie Hernandez. A double, a triple, a strikeout. Charleston over top of Down East, 4-3 in the 6th inning. Charleston back at home. A win for them and a Green Jacket loss would see them supplant Augusta in 4th place in the South Division. And Fayetteville and Salem are currently tied in the top of the 7th. We'll go to Fayetteville next week. We saw Salem last week. Red Sox finally back home after a 14-day road trip. 1-0 to Arxie Hernandez. Silva from the stretch. Slider again. Back-to-back breaking balls and the count's 2-0. Hernandez not offering it either one. Green Jackets have Figueroa, Gonzalez, and Kern, 6-7-8. Two different righties moving in the pen, but only one throwing for the Cannonballers. 2-0 fastball on the inside corner. Hernandez drops the bat but takes it. Trying to find a 3-hit ball game in his repertoire. Multiple extra base hits already. 2-1 Silva slide step. Breaking ball ends up right down the center. But the changing of the timing, the low leg lift from Silva, might have confused Hernandez just a tad, but that was certainly a tantalizing offering that he let go past. Connor at first, 5-0 Kannapolis in the top of the 8th. Cannonballers putting up all 5 runs in the 6th inning, 3 on Fuentes, 2 on Phillip. Each pitcher had 1 unearned run charged to them as well. 2-2, swing and a miss. Went to the cutter. And Hernandez is down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the eighth for Will Silva. Silva's now through 3 2/3 scoreless over his last three outings. And we will turn it to the bullpen. McDaniel's day is done. Green Jackets need to attack the pen early.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a member. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Seven magical innings for McDaniel. There's no other way to put it. We've ran out of superlatives. He'll be replaced by Luke Bell and Lakehair Figueroa swinging at the first pitch he sees. High bouncer to short. Nice play by Burrows to retire Figueroa on one pitch. Ryan Burrows had to wait back for that ball to get to him on a Baltimore chop. And Luke Bell has his first out of the ball game. Bell, a righty, originally out of Xavier University in Cincinnati. Drafted by the Diamondbacks back in 2019. Signed with the White Sox organization as a free agent this past offseason. Three straight scoreless outings for him. He's got out number one as he attempts his fourth. 5-0 lead for Kannapolis in the bottom of the eighth. Robert Gonzalez, the left fielder, takes a called strike. Gonzalez 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Had a base hit into right field. After a hit-by-pitch of Figueroa, but Lakehair was cut down trying to go first to third on a great throw by Caden Connor. Gonzalez, a mighty cut, nothing but air, 0-2. Bell last throwing on May 15th, so he's very well rested, allowed two hits but no runs in his only outing against the Woodpeckers. Fastball high and outside, Gonzalez takes. Tomorrow night, another good pitching matchup. Jake Peppers against Luis Vargas will be who we'll see there. Peppers been in the rotation all season long. For Vargas, it's just his second start of the season. Gonzalez chases a changeup for strike three. Two up, two down for Bell in the eighth inning of work for him. Green Jackets looking for a bright spot. Cade Kern trying to be that one. Fuentes did set his career high in strikeouts with 11 through the first five innings, but could not record an out in the sixth. The inning went single, error, home run before he was lifted. Bell calls time, and he wants a meeting. Luis Pineda, the catcher, confirming with William Pascal, the umpire, whether that counts as a timeout. Hearn so far tonight, two strikeouts, both swinging. Green Jackets have been shut out just twice this season, including once by Salem. The other one came in an 8-0 thrashing on Education Day up in Columbia. This would be the first shutout that didn't start at 11 in the morning. Fastball below the knees of Kern, 1-0 on tonight's DH. Kern got thrust into a big middle-of-the-order roll when the lineup thinned with Drake and Figueroa hurt. Fastball inside. Now back down towards the bottom third, trying to get himself a little bit more comfortable, take some of the pressure off. Breaking ball swung through by Cade Kern. Two balls and a strike now. Righty throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers in those road blue uniforms. Just trying to get the pen some work. Kern once again chasing off the corner, breaking ball at 89. Two balls and two strikes on Cade Kern. Luke Bell looking to retire the side in order here in the eighth. From the stretch, Bell kicks and deals outside corner, strike three. Ran right back to that edge. Froze Cade Kern, his third strikeout of the night. Green Jackets do go quietly into the eighth. Silva coming back for the ninth. 5-0 Kannapolis.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boats, motorcycles, a mortgage. Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval. The rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Will Silva allowed a single, no run, struck out two in his first frame of action. Green Jackets trailing the Cannonballers 5-0 in the top of inning number 9. Scoreless game through five pitchers duel with both starters seemingly untouchable. Riku Nishida, as he so often does, setting the table, broke the ice. Got himself on base for the first time, and then an error and a three-run homer put the Kannapolis Cannonballers in front. Drake Logan takes a first pitch cutter, called a strike on the outer third. Silva mixing sinker, cutter, slider, all from the right side. Four-seam fastball and changeup as well. He'll face Logan, Kane, and Moore, a 7-8-9. There's the slider out in front. Could not hold the bat back. Drake Logan, a single, a double, a strikeout. Has an RBI and a run scored, and a very good day for him out of the seventh spot. Everything the Cannonballers have done has all come in that sixth inning. Silva from the stretch, in the dirt, ball one. Harry Owen behind the plate. If you tuned out and came back in, Harry Owen came on to pinch hit for Jacob Godman to begin the bottom of the sixth and has stayed behind the dish. Could be a variety of reasons, nothing relayed to us so far. 1-2, slider, strike three. Backwards K on Drake Logan as the zone expands outside a little bit further. Owen with a nice frame on his credit. Three straight strikeouts for Silva. Took a little bit of doing. Will Silva, a bit few growing pains in his first few outings after missing all of last year with Tommy John surgery. But over his last few outings, and especially as the calendar has flipped to May, he's had the comfort, the confidence, the mentality, everything you look for in a reliever. But still, based on his usage and the way that he has been properly formed up by Winston Sawyer, team is 2-7 in games that Silva pitches. Slider swung through, strike two. Mikey Kane trying to fight against Will Silva right here. Cannonballers continue to have a man throwing in the ninth. It's what happens when your Tuesday starter goes seven scoreless on back-to-back games. You've got a lot of relievers who need some work. Bell was throwing for the first time in 6 days, so he got his action in. See if and who has the ninth. Silva steps off. Time is called. Apparently before he stepped off, William Pascal felt it prudent to call a pitch clock violation. So he tried to step off and reset, but Will Silva was a tad late doing so. It's ball one. Silva just shrugs and gets right back on the mound. Slide step, breaking ball in the dirt. Owen has to throw a first, and he will get it out in time. Mikey Kane out on the strikeout and the 2-3 put out. Four straight batters striking out against Will Silva. And that's the mentality that when Silva's at his best, he has. He was completely unfazed by the pitch timer violation, took it, got right back on the rubber, and then fired strike three. Javier Mora, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Apologize for that. Two balls, no strikes is the count on Javier Mora. 5-0 game. Canapolis, two outs, top of the ninth. First pitch of the out-bat that is a strike finds the inside corner. Breaking ball once again for Silva. It's been almost exclusively that slider and a few cutters toned in here in this inning. Jackets have Owen, Drake, and Grady, 9-1-2 in the ninth, trailing by five. Breaking ball, strike two. Mora pulls off. High spin slider, very tight, can move the velocity up and down, and then when you incorporate the cutter, Silva, very good usage of his multiple off-speeds. 2-2 to Mora. On the ground to third base. One big bounce, and then it short hops into Lakeair Figueroa. Low throw in time. Silva retires six of the seven men he faces, the last six, in fact, on four strikeouts. Green Jackets have three outs to work with to avoid the shutout, and they will look to do so once again, facing off with a new reliever.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Christian Edwards will be the man to have the ninth as Canapolis looks to lock down the shutout. No runs on just two hits for the Green Jackets. Drew McDaniel has now faced the Green Jackets twice and across 12 frames. He has not allowed a run. He continues to be kryptonite for the Augusta Green Jackets. Harry Owen leading off with Isaiah Drake and Jace Grady set to follow against the righty Christian Edwards out of Jacksonville State. Edwards' fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. 2-1 this season with a 2.57 ERA. 9 walks, 8 strikeouts. So when he's been in the zone, he's been untouchable. Righties do not have a hit against him. He'll face a righty, a lefty, and a switch hitter. Harry Owen came in as a pinch hitter in the 6th, struck out swinging. Owen over top on a first pitch hack of a four-seam fastball. 0-1 out of Cosumnes River Community College outside of Sacramento. Undrafted free agent a couple summers back. Takes a breaking ball. In at 93. No balls and two strikes on Harry Owen. First game at SRP Park this season for Owen. His second stint activated this morning from the FCL. Coming in to allow some relief for Jacob Godman, who's seemingly been behind the plate every single ball game over the last few weeks. Slider down the third baseline. Diving stop by Hernandez. Up with it. Long throw. Oh, he got him. What a play by Arxie Hernandez. Highlight reel defense to preserve an early shutout. It's been that kind of night. Even when things seem like they're about to go right, they go left in a hurry. Hernandez, a fantastic diving stop and a nice stretch on the back end by Galaney. Isaiah Drake's 0-3. Takes a fastball, called a strike at the knees at 94. Isaiah line out, fly out, and strike out. First chance for him to see a bullpen arm. Green Jackets have not put a man on base since the fifth inning. Fastball called a strike. That was the exact same thing that happened just a couple nights back when Augusta lost on the getaway day against the Red Sox 4-1. They did not put a man on intentionally in five of the final six innings. 0-2 to Isaiah. Line towards second and right at Mikey Kane. One step to his right. Couple hard hit balls for Isaiah Drake, but nothing to show for it today. Down to the last out. It's Jace Grady. A double, a hit by a pitch, and a strikeout. One for two, been on base twice, extended his on base streak up to 10 games. That's the second streak that's reached double digits for him this season. One more out for the Cannonballers to preserve the shutout. Check swing, they appeal to first. Andrew Schrock says he does not go around. 5-0 Cannonballers, out hitting the Green Jackets 8-2. Grady, the switch hitter, has been nothing but a lefty all game long. 1-0, hey, mighty cut. Grady's extended the streak. He's been on base as many times as the rest of the team has. On base twice and then with a hit and a walk. Same goes for the rest of the team. Fastball outside, ball two. Grady's upped his average tonight to 306, highest on the roster. He's overtaken Drew Compton over the last 5 days. 11th round pick out of Dallas Baptist continues to prove himself strong enough for this level and possibly more. Underneath the fastball, two balls, two strikes. One more to get. McDaniel, Bell, and now Edwards looking for the combined shutout of the Green Jackets to open the series. Edwards 2-2, fouled away. Again at the knees, that's exactly where Christian Edwards has been living. Tough man to barrel up all season long after missing 2023 with an injury. And the command has been fantastic tonight when that's generally a question. 2-2 again to Grady. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the Cannonballers will combine to shut out the Green Jackets on a Tuesday evening at SRP Park. 14 strikeouts across the pitching staff for the Cannonballers. 11 for McDaniel in 7 shutout innings, a career high. Bell gets 2 out of the pen in his first and only inning of work. And then Edwards slams the door. All 5 runs of offense for the Cannonballers come in the 6th. Didier Fuentes takes the loss. He's now 1-1. And the win going again to McDaniel. He's 2-0 against the Green Jackets. He's 4-1 overall. And he's now through 14 consecutive scoreless innings over his last 2 starts. Fuentes was on a roll entering the 6th. Now it's time to announce our... Tried to go out to the six for the first time in his pro career. An error certainly expedited and elongated the inning, but it was Caden Connor with a home run that off the bat, it looked like he had just got underneath it. The ball continued to carry deep out towards center field. Drake just ran out of room, and it ended up about 40% of the way up the batter's eye in dead center field. Kannapolis has now won six of their last seven ball games, and the first place Cannonballers are at 22-17. Augusta, the mirror image, 17-22. Final lines for both sides. Cannonballers, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They leave on 4. For the Green Jackets, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, 2 men left on base. The final 13 batters of the ball game for Augusta are retired. Robert Gonzalez with a one-out single in the fifth was the last man to reach. And even on that play, Lakehair Figueroa was out going first to third. Fuentes sets a new career high in strikeouts with 11 in 5 plus. His stuff looked fantastic time and again. Ran out of gas in the 6, but for an 18-year-old to be able to put up what he put up in the first 5 innings against arguably the best offense in the league right now, and certainly the best offense in the South Division, you could make the argument that Fredericksburg in the North is equal or better, and in a lot of categories they are, but they've lost some of their talent. Kannapolis continues to keep theirs here. And that offense would not be held down for long enough. It was the 6th inning that they opened up. Got 2 more insurance runs in that inning once Fuentes departed off of Bo Phillip. And then although Silva put up back-to-back zeros in the 8th and 9th, the damage was long past done. Green Jackets will be back at it tomorrow against these same Cannonballers. We're at 7:05 all week long. Time of the game, 2 hours and 1 minute. It is the second shortest 9-inning ball game of the season. Green Jackets went 2 hours even on April 23rd at the Columbia Fireflies. But tomorrow, it'll be Luis Vargas getting his second start and first scheduled start of the season after being thrown into the role late last week against Salem. He'll take on Jake Peppers. So it's Peppers versus Vargas tomorrow. Batista and Polo will have the ball on Thursday, and Adam Meyer on short rest going Friday against Grant Taylor. We'll be live with you at 6:50 tomorrow on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. We promise to do better the next time, as we always try to improve here at SRP Park. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, you can catch us on Bally Live, MILB TV, and GJ Radio all season long. I've been Noah Adcock-Howe. Thank you so much for being with us. Third time this season, the Green Jackets get shut out. Drew McDaniel was incredible, one of the best pitching performances we've seen at this ballpark in recent memory. Try it again tomorrow, 6:50, 7:05, first pitch. Have a great evening.